kids. I hate everyone, starting with me. Written and read by me, Joan Rivers. Dedication to the son of Sam, David Berkowitz. Call me. And O.J. Simpson, who deserves another chance. Maybe the Lippy ex-wife had it coming. I bet you thought I was going to dedicate this to Melissa and Cooper. Well, guess what? You thought wrong. The suits at Penguin have asked, suggested, demanded, check one, that I point out to everyone, especially litigious crackpots and humorous celebrities, that I am a comedian and this is a humor book. And if you're too dumb, stupid, or feeble-minded to figure that one out, then it's your problem. Why they asked, suggested, demanded, check one again, that I do this, I don't know. Nothing in this book is actionable because, like politicians and clergymen and Mel Gibson, every word of it was spoken to me directly by God. Joan Rivers. FYI, God called collect. What a cheapo. I hate authors who thank, honor, or acknowledge everyone they've ever met for, quote, helping me in some big or small way to travel on this journey I call life and have made me the person and author I am today, unquote. Fuck them. Since the day my mother bought me at the auction, I've had nobody, understand nobody, to thank or acknowledge. And if anyone says I do, I especially hate them. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, 1850. How do I hate thee? How much time do you have? Joan Rivers, today, about two-ish. Love may be a many splendid thing, but hate makes the world go round. If you think I am kidding, just watch the 6 o'clock news. The first 29 minutes are all about dictators and murderers and terrorists and maniacs and, worst of all, real housewives. And then, at the very, very end of the show, there's a 30-second human interest story about some schmuck who married his cat. I rest my case. Some things I've hated forever, some things are new acquisitions, and some are just passing fancies. Today I hate happy TV weathermen, feminists who believe Gloria Steinem's great looks hurt her, Gloria Steinem herself, people who mispronounce the word ask, axe, we know those guys, studio apartments, guidance counselors, first ladies, old people. Anyhow, if any of this offends you, or if you happen to love puppies and kittens and the infirm, well, I'm impressed. I hate you, but I am impressed. I know what you're thinking. Joan, hate is a very strong word. You're right, it is. But I use it as an umbrella term, the way mental health professionals use the word schizophrenia, as a catch-all for any particular brand of crazy they can't identify. So when I say hate, I don't necessarily mean hate. I could also mean loathe, detest, abhor, dislike, despise, resent. See, isn't that kinder and gentler? If you think this makes you a better person than I am, good. You're the idiot that actually paid for this book. I didn't. For those of you thinking, geez, Joan seems a little angry, you're half right. I am angry. I'm fed up. I am fed up with the morons and the losers and the cretins who are cluttering up the planet. Emma Lazarus wrote, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Fine, but not on my block, bitch. Being fed up and angry, let me tell you, is better than being depressed. Psychologists keep telling us that depression is just anger turned inwards. And you know what I say? Then why waste your time? It is what it is. And quite frankly, I'd rather be angry than depressed. Why? Because antidepressants like Prozac and Wellbutrin and Zoloft can cause bloating, and I hate bloating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?